You are listening to BensTorah.com.
Pashas Pkudei, Tavshirayin Vav. Usually we don't have Pkudei on a standalone Pashas, Pashas Pkudei. Usually it's connected to the act of Pkudei. That's why you go to shuls, you know, it's difficult to find about Kairi for Sheni V'Chamishi and Shabbos, because Pkudei is not so common. Tav Pkudei Alo. But if you look at the Pasha, in the end of this Pasha, something very interesting, and which is more a few questions, series of questions, trying to understand what's going on, what's unique, what's special, and what does the Torah choose? HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave it to us, is the way Sefer Shmos ends. And basically we know the Vayak of Kudei is Binyan Mishkan. Moshe Rabbeinu receives all the donations and goes ahead, really repeating Truma Tetzaveh, how you get all the Mishkan, and here is Moshe about to go ahead and do it. And in the last, basically from Shvi of Keshem Chubarim, of Pashas Pkudei, Moshe Rabbeinu is, because Moshe tells Moshe Rabbeinu, you should go ahead and you will build the Mishkan. And that's how he goes. It says, Vayedaber Hashem Moshe Lemer, B'yorim HaChodesh HaRishayin Be'echod L'Chodesh, Tokim HaSamish Mishkan HaLamoret. And that, it says, Moshe told Moshe Rabbeinu, and right after, Moshe Rabbeinu is doing it. It says Moshe Rabbeinu when? In the first day of Nisan on the second year. Chodesh Rishon, Shana Hashenis, Be'echad L'Chodesh. Aleph Nisan, second year after Mitzrayim, Moshe Rabbeinu is building a Mishkan. And it says over there, also what he did, not only went ahead and built the Mishkan, there was specific korbanos that he went and did. So he did the menorah v'yal haneiros. V'yasam yizbeach hazov v'yak terel haketoros. And then he went, he put the kiyor v'yizbeach oylo v'yal haneiros. Moshe Rabbeinu not only built the Mishkan, he actually went ahead and did korbanos on the Mishkan. Moshe Rabbeinu was busy, first day of the Mishkan, doing korbanos, building the Mishkan. Interesting. Okay, so we find that. We're going to see in a second. As Gemara says, Moshe Rabbeinu was a kohen, at least temporarily was a kohen. And he went and did it. And that's what happened. But Yoyim HaRishon, as the Torah tells me, Chodesh Rishon, Shana HaShenis, Echod LaChodesh, Rosh Chodesh Nisan. That's his passion. And 3 weeks from now, we're going to get, or two and 3 weeks, end the Pashat Tzav. We have the whole Tzivui. After we say the list of korbanos that we have to do, we have the Tzivui, Kachas Aram is Bono Vitoi, and we start preparing for Shiva Simei HaMiluim. And the whole Tzivui, 7 days, Aaron has to be prepared. And you put him in oil, and you put the clothing, and they're going to do some korbanos during the 70 Yom HaMiluim. Until you get to Pasha Shmini, Vahi B'Yom HaShmini, Kor Moshe La'ayin Levonos, he says, okay, let's start. And Moshe Aaron goes in and does his first process of being a Kohen Gadol and doing all the components of a Kohen Gadol. That's by Yom HaShmini. Which Yom HaShmini is it? So Rashi tells us, Yom HaShmini, he's speaking here, Shmini L'Miluim, who is Chodesh Nisan, so who kind of Mishkan by Yom. So that day the Mishkan is being built. And Aaron is going in and doing his starting as Avodah. And he has 7 days preparation, 8 days he's starting, and you have the miluim, the miluim the dairis, when he starts, what he needs to do. There's a whole process of the first day of the Mishkan. So, first of all, Moshe and Aaron are doing it. Moshe is doing it in our Pasha, in the Pasha's Pekudei. Moshe Rabbeinu is building the Mishkan and doing Korbanos. And Aaron, the Kohen, is doing it also. Building, the day the Mishkan is built, he's doing Korbanos as well. Why do you have both? A. B. Let's see, you do have to have both. Why is it divided? Why Moshe Rabbeinu is in our Pasha, and Aaron HaKohen is only 3 weeks to serve Vayikra? It's happening at the same time. Why go in and go backwards and do it again? Right? It should be together. It's all on the same date. That's the second question. The Gemara tells us also that Moshe Rabbeinu in those days was a Kohen. And how long was a Kohen? The Gemara in Zvachet of Kudbeis brings the Shita, it's Machlokes, if Moshe Rabbeinu was a Kohen throughout the Midbar, or only these 7 days. The Medrash tells us, Vehiku Rabbo, says, Moshe Rabbeinu, why did he have only 7 days? Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu to go to Paroi. He begged him for 7 days for Moshe to go to Paroi. Moshe said, no. So therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him, okay, now for 7 days you think you're going to be a Kohen, and the 8th day, tell Aaron to be a Kohen. You're not going to be the Kohen. What's pshat? Why? What is the shaychus between the fact that Moshe Rabbeinu did not want to go to Paroi to the fact that he's not a kohen? He's not a kohen. And if he's not a kohen at all, not a kohen at all. He's a kohen for 7 days. Why is he a kohen for 7 days? The mashmos in the Medrash sounds like he's saying, you know, I'm going to trick you. You're going to think you can be a kohen, but you're not a kohen. Shavah doesn't mean that. But so we have this concept. Moshe Rabbeinu is semi kohen. He's a kohen for 7 days of preparation, but not more. Why? Right? Why is it here? Why is it not together with Aaron? And what's the concept? What is the whole idea of Moshe Rabbeinu becoming a kohen for 7 days, which is 7 days of preparation for being a Mishkan? That's what Tradin said.
The kabbonis that Moshe brought were more for the Chanukah and Mishkan, or the kabbonis that Aaron brought were different, like the start of the...
Right, there was two set of kabbonis. We had the same kabbonis. It's true. But Moshe Rabbeinu had a kabbonis of Chanukah and Mishkan, and Aaron had a kabbonis of Miluim. And as the Medrash says, also the Lashon of the Gemara is that really the 8th day belongs more to Aaron than to Moshe, as we'll see. And the Kanami, Moshe, there is some, both of them are doing, both of them acting together. What's going on over here? Why is Moshe acting? What is he doing over here? Why is he a semi-Kohen only for these days, not more? So, to understand that, Yoni Diyoimo, in 24 hours, is Rosh Chodesh Adar, Rosh Chodesh Adar Beis. We're still now in Adar Aleph. We know that the Gemara in Megillah tells us that one of the big things of Adar in general, and Purim specifically, it has to do with Moshe Rabbeinu. Because the Gemara tells us that Haman, when he went ahead and saw 1 month Purim falls, he was very happy. Kevan shenavol Purim b'chodesh Adar, sameach simcha gdoila. Amar nafal li Purim be'erech shemen po Moshe. V'la yudesh v'shiv Adar meis v'shiv Adar noilat. So Haman was very excited because he realized Moshe would have died in this month. He said, this month will be a good month to attack the Jews. Then he says, no, he didn't realize that same month, Moshe was also born. So Moshe Rabbeinu is playing a role in Chodesh Adar. After the character Haman thinks that's going to his advantage, he's really going against him. The fact that Moshe Rabbeinu is Chodesh Adar. Why has to do with Chodesh Adar? So the way Reb Tzadik puts it together, he says the following. We know, it says, v'nishenichnas Adar ma'ariv v'simcha. There's a special concept that you start simcha chodesh Adar. It's the only time we find such a thing. You could have said, v'nishenichnas Nisan ma'ariv v'simcha. This is also gevaldik, it's a chag geula, they also give you the geula of Mitzrayim. V'nishenichnas Sivan ma'ariv v'simcha as well. So you say, misal chayim, also misal, chur.
It includes Nisan as well, the simcha that starts in Adar.
So you say it goes on and on and on. The Mashmos Pasha has to do with others specifically. So then again, it goes on. Tishrei, when Zman Simcha Seinu, you don't say, maybe it's in the beginning, it's not Simcha, and later it becomes Simcha. Mishinichas Adar Ma'ariv Simcha. So I just heard recently from Mir Shapira, the idea is like this. Simcha, what is really the concept of Simcha, of happiness? Moshe says always. Say the idea which brought down Sfarim before a lot. Simcha is always when a person goes beyond his boundaries. When a person goes out beyond himself, that's simcha. The Gemara calls, Keadua, Gemara in Sukkah, calls a larger tefach, it's called a tefach soichik. A smiling tefach. A happy tefach. It's a little above his boundaries. That's what a simcha is all about. You're going beyond yourself. That's a simcha. When a person goes out and is happy in life, it's always because he managed to accomplish something more than what he had till now. But when you're speaking about things of Olam Hazeh, so a person goes ahead and gets a new car. He's extremely happy because he feels he went beyond himself a little bit to something a little more than what he had till now. Until he gets used to it and he realizes, no, it's not really beyond my real self. I felt it's another level, but it really wasn't another level. It's the same level I was before. And it seemed to be more. It actually was, there's no chiddush in another level of gashmias. I'm not going, I'm not becoming better. I'm just having another thing. That's not going beyond. The real going beyond is when a person goes beyond this world. And he's in a higher level. The emistic simcha is when a person gets something which belongs to shamayim. When a person is getting married. When a person goes ahead and he has a child. When a person accomplishes something in Ruchnius, I mean, it doesn't have to be, even if not Torah-dik, But a person goes and accomplishes something in scholarship. He's going beyond what in a level which is above this physical world. He's going to a higher place. The connection of the physical world and the spiritual world, and the more higher world, that's the mystic simcha. The biggest simcha possible is when you're connecting the worlds together. The Goyen in his Pirush and Brochas brings, when it says, Ein Oinim Nispalel, Elo, Mitoich, it says, you have to do Krishma, Toch Kevet Rosh, and you do, the Mishnah says over there that we have to do Krishma, Smichas Gulot Tefillah, you do Krishma before Tefillah. So the Goyen brings there that the idea of Kriya Shema is Simcha. He says an interesting thing, that if you take the word Shema and Echad, and you take out the letters Ayin and Dal, which are big, in the Siddur, you have Shema Yisrael, Shem Kesh, Shema Echad. The letter Ayin, letter Dal, they're big. Take that out as Edus, and you take the word, whatever is left for Shema and Echad together, comes with the word Esmach. The special Simcha Kriya Shema. What's so happy? It's Krishma. So the revised, it's actually his son more. Rome brings it. You're connecting Shema and Varat and Krishma. Krishma, taking this world, and we're connecting all Malchus Shemayim. We're connecting the world above. Whenever you're going beyond something, beyond this world, to a higher level, that's the idea of Simcha. Tzadik explains that Chodesh Adar, Be'etzim, is a Chodesh where you go at, where things are in a higher level of this world. Meaning, the world, when we were looking at Chodesh Adar b'fnei atzmoy, Chodesh Adar in the natural way is really the end. Haman wrote, La'ashvid la'agul la'abed is kol yehudim in avadzok, and just in the most simplest way, Chodesh Adar is the end of the year. How do we go, how do we overcome when we have Chodesh Adar? It's only when we go and we realize that we have a connection to something which is beyond us. We have HaKadosh Baruch Hu is interfering and bringing us to where we have to get to. Chodesh Adar is a connection to something which is above the world, something you can't even realize it, something above. That's why Kimu V'Kiblu, right, the Am Yisrael received the Torah B'Simcha in the day of a time of Purim, time of what Chodesh Adar represents. That's a time when we realize the connection to something beyond. That's what Chodesh Adar is all about. Chodesh Adar is the connection. And that's why it's shenichnas adar marbi misimcha. It's a simcha where you connect to a higher level of this world. I think we mentioned this last week. That comes out, the idea, Purim, different than all the Muradim, is not going to be misbatel, it's not going to be canceled, lost, lovely. Right? It's something that stays. All the other Muradim are something in this world. It's a higher level of this world. Obviously, there's different levels of simcha. It's a higher level of this world. But Purim belongs to the world above. What belongs to something which is way, way beyond. It's something which is coming from something which is me'ever to everything in this world. So therefore it belongs also when this world is mizbatel, we get into Olam Haba, it stays there. Moshe Rabbeinu Keyadua is someone who did not belong anymore to this world. Famous Meshech Chachma says that Moshe Rabbeinu lost his free will. He lost his free will. I mean, he chose to get to that level. We're losing his free will. I mean, he attacked the Meshech Chachma. How can it be? We know that Moshe Rabbeinu did a virus later. There's a lot of questions of Meshech Chachma. But the idea that Meshech Chachma is saying is, Moshe Rabbeinu belongs to something which is higher than this world. He belongs to something above. Same time I heard from Moshe Rabbeinu recently that he said, in the name of the Arizal, that Moshe Rabbeinu lived 120 years. Moshe Rabbeinu lived. 120 years... is exactly 1/50 of the years of the world. Sheet alfei shni kaim alma. The world is 6,000 years. 120 out of 6,000 is exactly 1/50. What's 1/50? Echad mechamishim is because we're talking here about on 120. It's a trei mimea. Trei mimea. So echad mechamishim. Trei mimea. Right. 120 out of 6,000 is 2 out of 100. 2%. It's 2 out of 100. Which is exactly 2%. It's the same idea, but truma is called. The reason I say trei mimea is truma is called. The Goyim brings truma is called trei mimea. You could have called one of chamishim. Okay, that's it. So why trei dafka? Moshe Rabbeinu is trei mimea of the world, which is truma. Truma is that we take something. We take all the fruits we have, and we take out a truma, and we give it back to above, and say, this belongs to the Kohen, this belongs to Mala. Moshe Rabbeinu represents someone that is not here, belongs to the above. He, Shechina of the Bemer, is still greater, meaning he belongs to something which is way beyond this world. Moshe Rabbeinu went above, went to a place that he, and it's there's examples of this all over. Moshe Rabbeinu was on top of the mountain. He got to a level that he is beyond this world. He's way and above. He belongs to something which is much more spiritual than here. When the Gemara tells us the Moshe Rabbeinu was nifter in Chodesh Adar, so what happened? Haman understands that Am Yisrael have some schus. He doesn't understand the meaning of it. He doesn't understand how exactly it works. But he understands Moshe Rabbeinu somehow, you know, is going to guide Am Yisrael to the right direction. Says Haman, Moshe Rabbeinu is dying in Chodesh Adar, so whatever they have for Moshe is gone. He's not here anymore. So whatever they do have, whatever schusim and whatever hashpa the Moshe Rabbeinu has is gone. He didn't realize that Moshe Rabbeinu was also born in Chodesh Adar. My nephew was born in Chodesh Adar. Pshat is, Moshe, just to bring it all together, because Moshe brings it all in his shir, he always says it, that Haman did not know history. I mean, he knew history until the period that Moshe Rabbeinu died. But he didn't realize that 120 years later, that day Moshe Rabbeinu was born. He was missing that date in his history books. That doesn't make sense. So Haman understood that Moshe Rabbeinu was born and was nifted in the same day. He felt, okay, but Moshe Rabbeinu was nifted, it's over. So whatever Moshe Rabbeinu gave is over. He didn't chap what Moshe Rabbeinu is all about. Moshe Rabbeinu is above this world. When you get to a level above the world, meaning that your neshama is the ikar and the guf is tafel, completely like Moshe Rabbeinu, that means that really you're not really, the misa, death, is not a problem by Moshe Rabbeinu. For most human beings, that we are physically here, so when the guf goes away, you nifter. There's a siluk, something's going away. Moshe Rabbeinu doesn't really belong here. He belongs to a higher world, a higher level. His pter doesn't do any effect on what he's doing. That's why it's brought down. The Moshe Rabbeinu lo yodo ish es moko kvoroso aliyam. Nobody knows where he was buried. What does that mean? That means Moshe Rabbeinu never caused tumas meis in the world. No, it was never that somebody came in and became tame from touching Moshe Rabbeinu, which means Moshe Rabbeinu had no effect of being a mace. His misa did not cause. Usually misa causes some level, some yurida, some descent in the world. People get tame, it ruins people. Moshe Rabbeinu did not do that. Literally, nobody knows where he's buried. He's never causing tuma. His misa doesn't cause anything. His life, he belongs to a higher world. So when Haman goes in and says, Chodesh Adar is perfect, because Moshe Rabbeinu is not here. Doesn't realize Adi Rabba, Chodesh Adar represents exactly what Moshe Rabbeinu is all about. Chodesh Adar is the connection that we have to above. Chodesh Adar is Moshiach's Adar Ma'ar B'Misimcha, because we're connecting beyond our borders. We're going to something higher than what we are. Oh, if that's what it is, that's exactly what Moshe Rabbeinu represents. That Chodesh Adar is Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu was born there. I was also Nifter. The Ptira doesn't make a difference. His life, his neshama, his place where he is, the Ptira is, let's say, is not as mashpia as other people. He is still there. And obviously, all the tzaddikim have that to a certain extent. Moshe Rabbeinu belongs to a higher world, but Misa is not mashpia. And therefore, he is matim. He fits very much to this whole idea of Chodesh Adar that comes down to here. Adar is brought down. Aleph Dar. The Aleph, the Risha in the world, Kadosh Baruch Hu is Dar with us down here. We are having a higher presence in this month. We are having the concept of Moshe Rabbeinu brought it to the world. That's what Chodesh Adar is all about. Mishnichas Adar Ma'ar B'Misimcha. Moshe Rabbeinu is the level of beyond this world. He belongs to something above. He represents Kivyochol HaKadosh Baruch Hu coming down to the world. And that's why he belongs to Chodesh Adar. He represents Chodesh Adar. That's what Moshe Rabbeinu is all about. And that's why his Leido is what saves Am Yisrael against Haman. Going back to the Mishkan and the Shiva Simei HaMiluim, and to what Moshe Rabbeinu was, because we had a tiny on Moshe Rabbeinu, that he didn't want to go to Pari. And we asked, what does that have to do with Mishkan? Moshe Rabbeinu did not want to go to Pari. Why? Because he said, Ki kvat pev chad lo sha'anechi. I can't talk. I have a problem talking. Transformed that what does it mean, kvat pev chad lo sha'anechi? When Moshe Rabbeinu can't talk, doesn't mean that he is, it wasn't just a problem, he had a problem with talking. His lashon was just technically, physically, he had some disability, and that's what disturbed him. Moshe Rabbeinu belonged to a higher world. He belonged what's called, in the Sfarim, it's called Olam HaMachshava. Olam of, in this world, we are busy with talking. Moshe Rabbeinu is beyond the world of talking. He belongs to something which is more spiritual. He belongs to where the machshava is, where the neshama is. It's higher than just dibur, which comes down to this world. Moshe Rabbeinu is kfar bechaloshen. I'm in a higher level. I'm not down in this world. You need someone to deal with paroi, take on Moshe, technical thing. I'm in a higher level. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells him, he says, Misapel Adam, what are you worried about? You don't belong to this world? I'm the one who puts people in this world. It's not stam, the Moshe Rabbeinu did not believe that HaKadosh Baruch Hu can give him ability to talk. He said, I'm at a higher level in this world. You need someone to deal with what's going on with Pi, with Am Yisrael. You need someone in this who's more physically in this world. I'm not here. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, don't worry, I'll take care of it. Moshe Rabbeinu said, no. He couldn't, what the Rebbe brought down to us, he couldn't grasp that he's from that level can deal with the physicality of this world. And then there was a time in Moshe Rabbeinu. Shmuel told Moshe, okay, you know what? You're going to be Elohim, and Aaron Yenevyecha. Aaron is the one who's going to deal with the physicality of this world. You say you're so above, okay, Nechnami, you'll stay above there. You're not going to come down, you're not going to deal with the technical, physical things of this world. As you're saying, you say, I can't go down there. So when Moshe Rabbeinu is coming down to deal with the Mishkan is, the whole idea of the Mishkan is to bring the Shekhinah from high above there, to bring the Gilui HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the world, from Elyoinei Elyoinim down to this world. As Ramban says, the whole Sefer Shmos is to get to the Mishkan. Going out, HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes and takes it out from Mitzrayim. And then he does Kriyas Yamsuf. And then he gives us the Torah. And then he gives us the Tziv with the Mishkan. Then we have the Maase Mishkan. Obviously there was a little bit of a problem in the middle with Chet Egel. But in the end of the day, we get down that HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes to be with us. And this physical world, V'shachati B'soicham, it's run down in so many Sfarim, Shachati B'soicham, B'soicham Lecha V'echa, I'm coming down to be with you in your physical world. It's brought down, Reb Chaim Vital brings, that the whole idea of the Shiva, Shiva Simei HaMiluim, there's 7 days, they're preparing to get to the Mishkan, is the idea that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is coming down to the world. The Shekhinah is going down until we get to where we are. Dugma L'Dova, we know, the Shiva Rikim. We know that in the end of Yom Kippur, we say Hashem Elohim to bring HaKadosh Baruch Hu back, kivyachol, from this world above to there. We say it all these times. When you have 70 Yemei Miluim until you get to Yom Hashmini, is to bring HaKadosh Baruch Hu from the world above, slowly until we get to our physical lowest world possible. That even here, Shekhinah B'Seichem, wherever they are, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is with us in this Shekhinah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Moshe Rabbeinu, Moshe, you are in a higher level, in our dimension. That's where you belong. And that's where you're going to be. You don't belong to the physical world. So you're not going to be a Kohen. Aaron is the Kohen. The Kohen is the one who's dealing with this physical world. The Kohen is the one who's connecting Am Yisrael down here in the Avodah Beis Hamikdash to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, how in this physical world we can connect to Hashem. We have some Avodah, we take physical things, connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's Aaron. Moshe Rabbeinu, you can't do that. You're going to be the Navi. You're going to be the one who gives it Tzivu HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You can bring the Torah to Am Yisrael. But to deal with the physical thing over here in this world, that's the Tafkid of Aaron. Now yours, because you said you can't do it. That was your whole Taina. I can't deal with the physical world. And Echadam, that's what you have. So also when you get to the Mishkan, Moshe Rabbeinu is dealing with the Mishkan, the Hashuas HaShekhinah, bringing it down from way above till here. But when you get to the actual physical world, that's already Aaron. That's when it switches to Aaron. Says the Gemara, Moshe Rabbeinu was a Koyen, Feshiva Simei Miluim. That was the Gemara in Zvokim we said before. Right? Loriskain Moshe Leshiva Simei Miluim Bilvat. Only for 7 days he was a Koyen. And we ask, what's the idea? Why has to be a Koyen? Because for the 7 days that the Shekhinah Zeredis we're taking down, we're bringing HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kivyochel from up there through the Shiva Rekim till we get down to this world, that's where Moshe Rabbeinu belongs. Because Moshe Rabbeinu deals with what's above this physical world. But the minute you get down, you bring it here to the Mishkan, that's already Yom HaShemini. Yom HaShemini goes to Aaron. Obviously, there's some, you know, that day is Moshe Rabbeinu ends his Tavkin and Aaron starts. So the Yom HaShemini, Aaron is doing it. That's what the Medrash said. Because to Moshe, okay, now that you for seven, you didn't want to go to Aparoi, for 7 days will be a Koyim, but Yom HaShemini is going to be Aaron. Because for 7 days you'll be a Kesh Baruch Hu down. But here in this world, it's already that's Aaron and Koyim. So that's why you have these two parashas. It's a parasha of Moshe Rabbeinu and a parasha of Aaron and Koyim. It's all happening the same day, but it's not together. Sefer Shmois is the Mahalech of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is coming down to us. Take it from Mitzrayim, Kriyas Tavsuf, Torah, Mishkan. As the Ramban says, until he gets down physically to us. That's the whole Mahalech of Shmois. There Moshe Rabbeinu belongs. There Moshe Rabbeinu is building the Mishkan. He's bringing us till that point. Sefer Vayikra is already when he's down here in the world, how we deal with. Teres Kriyanim, what do the Kriyanim do? They do Kribanis, they do this. Adam Kiyakta, you get into things, the physical world, how we deal with it. Tazria, Mitzayra, we get all these different things that are the koy in this world, the connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And oil mayit, that's where Aaron belongs. That's at Sefer Vayikra, that's where you get Vayikra Mishrini. And the eighth day, Aaron is doing his tafkin. It's a whole different thing. That's here in this physical world. It's two separate parashas, two separate places in the Torah. One belongs in Sefer Shmois, one in Sefer Yikra. One is the Bria Kadosh Baruch Hu down, wasn't when he's ready here in the physical world. One is Moshe, and one is Aaron. Moshe Rabbeinu belongs to the higher level of the world. Therefore, he's only the Shiva Simei Miluim, Bria Kadosh Baruch Hu down to the physical world. And therefore, he's the schus that we have in Chodesh Adar for Purim. Because Purim and Chodesh Adar are attempt to connect to the higher world. Ad Kedekach, the way Reb Tzadok brings it, is that Chodesh, the reason why we have Ad Delo Yoda, the concept of being drunk Purim, is because we completely leave our das and allow to come and present. This is a place of Aleph Dar. It's a Kadosh Baruch Hu, a higher dimension, a higher level, where we're not in control, Kadosh Baruch Hu is in control. That's the whole idea of Chodesh Adar. That's what Moshe Rabbeinu brings. And through that Geula that we have in Moshe Rabbeinu, we can be Zoyche to Geula, Mismach Geula, Geula, until we get to the Geula Ashtayma, which we're all going to be in that level, is Hashem Moshe Rabbeinu, of being really in a higher level of this world.
So, if Moshe Rabbeinu was continuing to be a Kohen, how does that fit into it?
Oh, so it's, according to the second sheet, it's Machlokes.
Yeah, right.
So according to the first sheet, that makes a lot of sense. According to the second sheet, the upshot is, yeah, he was a Kohen, but his children weren't. That's what the Gemara says. He was a Kohen, but had children. So where do we see that difference? That happened on Yom Yomiyah Miluim. Because in the Miluim, who became a Kohen? It wasn't Aaron a Kohen alone. It was Aaron a Kohen with his four children. So here is where Moshe says, okay, you're going to be a Kohen. You are, you know, we're still in the Midbar. We still have a higher level of spiritual, but you can't bring it down to the next generation. It's only you. That's where the difference happened. So it's a similar idea in that place.
You have been listening to a presentation of BensTorah.com.